Spending a few minutes now with Penn men's basketball coach Steve Donahue. His squad getting ready for a big home weekend as they welcome Columbia and Cornell to the Palestra as the Quakers fight to get into the top four in the Ivy League. And before we look ahead, let's look back. A couple of tough overtime games last weekend at home. You beat Dartmouth and you fall short against Harvard. What were your takeaways from the weekend? Both games were highly competitive, and it was really a play here and a play there.
Really was, Matt. I thought we played well for the most part. We didn't make shots at a consistent rate the second night, where I thought if we did, we would have closed out the weekend with a sweep. Thought the ball movement was good. Execution was pretty good. I thought we really guarded them well. So we had a chance to finish them off. We didn't close out well. We probably had two or three possessions we liked that back late in the game, and that's what probably won for Harvard.
A.J. Broder was magnificent. I mean, he's been great all season, but he just took it to another level. I think it was the best scoring weekend for a Penn player since the late 70s. Talk about the growth in his game, because it almost feels like watching him day in, day out, that he's getting better like hour by hour.
Well, I think what he does is he knows how to compete every game, whether teams are doubling him or not doubling him, and his ability to make us a good offensive team when he's on offense, to me, is the key, because he doesn't necessarily have to score that much. But what both teams did is they allowed him to go one-on-one, and he really took advantage of it. He's obviously more than just a scorer. He's our best rebounder. He's probably our best passer. He's our best shot blocker. He's had a remarkable season for sure.
A couple of the key freshmen, Michael Wong, Bryce Washington, maybe haven't been quite as consistent in Ivy League play. How much of this do you just chalk up to the freshman experience and maybe teams having a little more tape and such on what to do with them?
I think like no other year, there's so few freshmen, so it really stands out. This is an older league. They're one of, I think they're one of three freshmen that have started games. There's only about four or five that are even playing in games. And I just think this league is so experienced and tough and smart. It's been a difficult transition for both of them at times when we get into the league. That being said, I think both have made pretty good strides here over the last couple of weeks, where I think we can really hope for a really solid play down the stretch.
And the stretch run begins Friday night. Columbia will be in town. It was another battle in the first game up in New York. You won by two as they missed a shot at the buzzer that would have tied it. It's interesting. Columbia is a team that seems to rely on the mid-range game more than most squads. How difficult are they to defend?
Yeah, you're right, Matt. I think it's so different than everybody else. They have two guards in Adlish and Stefanini that really are aggressive attacking the lane, yet they pull up and they shoot it at a pretty good high rate. Unlike most kids, they're probably two of the best shooters at that shot in the country. So you got to adjust a little bit. You can't allow them to get those open looks. That being said, I think if we guard it a little better, that's something that, you know, one, you don't foul them on those. Hopefully you can limit them to one. It's not a three-pointer, and just contest them a little better than you did the first time.
And I know you're focused on Friday, but then it's Cornell on Saturday, and I guess when you look at that matchup, it starts with Matt Morgan, who just continues to score at a blistering pace.
Yeah, he's and he's done it so efficiently this year. It's allowed other kids to grow, like Boeheim and Josh Warren. They've really played well in the league. I think their defense has gotten a whole lot better. Shot selection is really good. And if you don't watch it, the kid Morgan can drop 35 on you. They're a challenge, and that's why this league is as good as it is. Everybody has challenges on every team, and we're all still alive for the playoffs.